Indonesian authorities detained 57 members of the Hardline Islamic Defenders Front, or FPI, after a raid involving around 2,000 police on the group's headquarters and several houses in Jakarta on Wednesday. On Sunday, about a dozen people were injured, several seriously, after FPI members brandishing batons chased and beat people who were attending an interfaith rally calling for religious tolerance. The attacks came after several speakers at the rally urged tolerance towards members of the Ahmadiyya, a minority Muslim sect that critics believe follow a deviant form of Islam and should be banned. The attacks outraged moderate Muslims, including members of the Liberal Islamic Network, or JIL. JIL senior member, Nong Daral, called on the government to ban the FPI.
We want that police do something like this to FPI members. I think government should ban this organization.
On Monday, FPI leader Habib Razik called on his followers to prepare for war against Ahmadiyya and their supporters. JIL leader Nong calls the FPI a criminal organization.
In last Sunday demonstration, mostly our member is women and children. But FPI attack us, and I think this organization is criminal organization, not a religious organization, but criminal organization.
The government, which has condemned Sunday's attack, is looking into whether there is a legal case to ban the FPI. The Islamic Defenders Front claims tens of thousands of followers. The group is best known for attacking bars and nightclubs during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. But in recent months, they have also attacked mosques and buildings belonging to Ahmadiyya followers. Indonesia has the world's largest population of Muslims. The vast majority practice a moderate form of the faith in this democratic, secular nation. Nancy Emilia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.